Agricultural organizations are pleased with the extension of the comment period for EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule, which gives them a longer period of time to convince the administration of the harm it could cause them. Cattle producer Nolan Davis of Colorado was in Washington, D.C. last week to speak with lawmakers.
The main point I've tried to make is that it is a lifestyle. We're worried about the environment as much as anybody else is, because if we can't sustain it, we are going to lose it and we won't make a lifestyle. And for a lot of people, they don't have something else to go to. If we can't sustain it, we won't be able to continue in it. I work with my father and he worked with his father. And if we don't take care of it now, then my kids and their kids aren't going to have anything. And that's something that we hold as a core value, is family and future generations. So we're going to do everything we can to protect what we have now.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman testified before a House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee on the proposed rule.
EPA is deliberately misleading the regulated community about the impacts on land use. If more people knew how regulators could use the proposed rule to require permits for common activities on dry land or penalize landowners for not getting them, they would be outraged. It takes away land use decisions from state and local governments. It goes against the intent of Congress and the Supreme Court. And it negates your authority as members of Congress to write the law of the land. The bottom line for farmers and ranchers is that the proposed rule will make it much more difficult and potentially impossible to farm near these land features.
And Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes there's nothing good about the proposed rule.
There isn't anything about this rule that isn't going to make every pothole, wetland, and low-lying area in South Dakota and other states subject to EPA's jurisdiction. And that could impact weed spraying, planting, almost any agricultural activity on this land. This is going to have a profound impact on the economy, and all negative. And that's what I'm hearing from my constituents, and I hope that they will weigh in now that we've got an extended comment period and make sure that the EPA knows about the very adverse economic impacts this is going to have on production agriculture.
The original comment period for the Waters of the United States rule was scheduled to end June 21st, but has now been extended until October 20th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.